She paid me.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is a Dr. Denise show, and this is a new series, My Son, My Teacher.
What's good, people? It's your boy, Diddly Lang Chang, Chi Ming Dennis, Minasawa Sung Choi Pao, Minasawa Otoni, Toshimata. You can just call me Joe. What's up, party people? This woman right here paid me to do this, but mom, say what you gotta say. First episode, let's go.
Wow. Wow. Lots of energy. So, yeah, I think we need to talk about the payment thing. I think that he's hoping to get paid, but I think that, your business.
She promised me a great check.
Okay. We will cover that at the end. Cause you do like the money.
We'll
you are the money man.
I need my money.
Okay. So you have been on the show. You actually came on the show during the pandemic about 2 years ago.
That's
now
great.
We're out of the pandemic, rolling out of the pandemic.
And, let me just say, I think you guys are going to like me more. I think I might need to take over your show because I'm a bit more fun than you. Continue.
I love it. I'm cool with you having even your own show.
Share the conditions I had to agree with.
Yes. Well, first of all, I let Karen use profanity at home, but not, you don't need to do it at school though, except for like in private. Like, so what did you say to me initially? I mean, you were like, you were not going to do this show.
Yeah, but somehow this wizard mom convinced me with her spells. I don't know.
Okay, so I often say you're my teacher. Why do you think that is?
Because I teach you a lot of things. You know, it's pretty good. It's pretty cocomelon, but yeah, I teach you a lot of things.
You do. And one of the things I learned the most so far about from being like your mom is it's so important that we find the right school, the right learning style. So what do you think about your new school that we found during the pandemic? That wasn't that like the biggest gift?
Yeah.
What's different about it for you?
It's the teachers. The teachers are better than them.
Well, you also, it's a smaller classroom. We're really fortunate. You also told me that when you're reading, you get to be fun. Like you get to pronounce things in a fun way, and like they're really matching your style. Because I think for everyone, don't you think it's a bummer when you're going to school every day and you're not feeling good about yourself?
Yeah.
So we kind of went through this pandemic. I'm so sorry, you know, that people lost their lives and stress, but my son and I, we got a lot closer, you know. What do you think?
Yeah, we did.
I remember though the time that you weren't showing up to class and I was in the middle of a telehealth appointment with a patient.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were just not showing up and not going to the Zooms?
And I was playing video games.
Yeah. And we did a short show.
Sorry, Miss Natalia.
We just did a short show. Oh, that was a different time. I was talking about public school. We did actually a fun podcast calling Another Zoom Bites the Dust. I'll put a link to that.
Oh, really?
I did a show called Another Zoom Bites the Dust during the pandemic.
You know, if this really gets off the charts, you know what I mean? Maybe I could do some shows with some other people with you too. You know, I could really get scope on the area.
Wow.
What you're working with.
I like your vision. I love it. So yeah. I have to tell you, it's never a dull moment with this one. He keeps me on my toes. He questions things. I'm always learning. And I think one of the most important things is we need to remember that our kids do teach us a lot. So what do you think?
With teaching comes payment.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, he is a money man. He's a total entrepreneur. In fact, he knows I'm a doctor and I see patients. But oftentimes he's like, now, mom, when are you going to start making some, like, monetizing on this? So he's always thinking business, which I totally appreciate. But Tav and I also made the choice to spend quality time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So recently, do you want to tell everyone what you're up to recently, like your new sport and why?
I'm doing, I'm using the sword and fighting, using fencing.
Yeah. And you were doing Kung Flo before the pandemic, which
yeah,
is-
I was basically, I'm just going to point it out. That was useless. I'm just going to say it. Not because I emotionally was good, but like just staff training. I mean, he only taught me like 3 moves, but that's it. Anyway, what, mom?
It wasn't exactly useless. The most part it was pretty good.
Well, I think it's really interesting how we remember things in the past. So how I remember it is public school was not your right environment. You started learning Kung Flo and it literally gave you a sense of mastery. Like you had this inner warrior spirit. You did a talent show. You were doing like fantastic. But then I think sometimes there's different seasons for different sports. And also you had some sensory issues when you were younger. When you were doing karate when you were younger, you couldn't wear the outfit because it actually was prickly for you. And then when I saw you doing lightsaber stuff just a month ago, I'm like, oh my gosh, you should do fencing.
It's funny because I was actually one of my staffs, but you said it was.
Yeah, no. So ironically, the Kung Flo sort of led to this new decision and you grew out of some really tough things. I feel like you are now at the right school. And when you were younger, you had some sensory issues. So I learned a lot about sensory perception from you, just so you know that. One of the reasons why I came up with the word neurostyle is because I didn't want to make all these labels. You know how like people say labels? All I'm going to say, you know how like...
Yeah, I hope we don't make this show too long.
Okay, then let's not.
No, and I'm going to close it out right now.
But wait, do you want to talk about the sensory stuff and the word neurostyle? Like what you think of that when you... Okay, well, that'll be...
And before we go, I just want to say my name's... they call me Kieran, but you can call me anytime, you know?
Okay, so we are going to talk about sensory stuff in one of our upcoming shows. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we close out?
It's been your boy, Diddly Lang Chang, Chiming Dennis Sung Shui Pao Minaswa Otoni Toshimata. But you can just call me Joe. We out. Play the ting. The music. She paid me. Pesos. Money.
I did not pay him.
My money. Where's my money?
He sure works on me, though.
Don't
talk. Oh, happy International Women's Day.
You're going to act like it wasn't that day.